バルバラバルバ、パッパパッパ、バルバラバルバ、パッパパッパ。If you're having trouble with your high school head, he's giving you the blues. You wanna graduate but not in it.
Donna,
Brandon,
what's your favorite reptile?
My favorite reptile is obviously a monitor lizard.
Ah, oh, dang. Yeah, you had that locked and loaded, didn't you?
Yeah. It's like one of the best parts of moving to Thailand is I'm so close to all of my friends. And by friends, I mean monitor lizards.
Did you know prior to our move here that you were such a fan of these big, big lizards?
No. And in fact, until like a month prior to the move, I didn't know they existed. But it was love at first sight, you know. I saw one or two and I was like, damn, those are fucking cool. And then I almost stepped on one, a little one, and he scurried off. And I felt so bad. I was like, oh, my friend, I never would ever hurt you. I'm so sorry. And that's the moment I knew that they were my favorite reptile. What about you, Brandon?
Well, just real quick, for those unaware, a monitor lizard, Thailand has numerous of them in and around the Bangkok area. I believe the entirety of the country. They're large, sometimes 3 to 5 foot in length lizards.
I mean, honestly, with their entire tail, they get fucking big. Are you about to look it up?
Yeah, I'm gonna see.
Oh yeah, see how big a big boy gets. Tippity tappity.
They are green and green and yellow, like yellow speckled on the bottom. I think normally.
Some of them have black speckles.
Yes.
So they're like a range of camo. Honestly, they're very camo colored. Which is partly why I didn't see one and almost stepped on one. But they're fast and they're agile and it got away because they're amazing.
Monitor lizards are some of the world's biggest lizards.
Yes, queen.
Lizards monitor, pardon me.
Lizards monitor.
Thailand's monitors can grow up to around 2 meters or 6.5 feet long and weigh up to 50 kilograms or 110 pounds.
Fuck yes. Little dinos there.
It is not uncommon to hear people refer to monitor lizards as crocodiles. I think it is pretty uncommon.
Yeah, this would be the first time I have heard that because they're not crocodiles. So but
this article,
like, that makes me kind of mad because monitor lizards are my favorite reptile.
Or if that gets you steamed, you're not going to like this article from theculturetrip.com by Sarah Williams back in 2018. They wrote an article titled, "Why Does Thailand Hate Monitor Lizards?"
No, I get it. I mean, I get not everyone likes a monitor lizard. And I imagine if one crawled up in our toilet, I might not be so thrilled. But my experience with them has been great so far. So I'm not complaining.
Yeah. My
Is that the reason it gave? Or one of them?
It looks like numerous.
Monitor lizard ate my pet bird. Monitor lizard crawled in my toilet.
The start of this, blessing or a curse. Many Thai people see monitor lizards as dirty and disgusting, though there are diverse reasons why. So, I mean, yeah, it's probably just anything you can think about something that encroaches on human civilization. My favorite reptile, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's probably especially tough since I already took monitor lizards.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, I probably, when I asked, I probably should have thought about it and, you know, had one prepared to respond with.
Ain't that the way it works? When you're the question asker, it's sometimes the hardest time to answer the question.
Probably those lizards that can run across the water.
Oh, those are really cool, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure.
They always look like they're freaked out that they can do it. They're like,
"Oh my God, I'm walking on water."
Yeah.
Someone tell my mom.
Get the camera.
Someone put this on TikTok. I'm going to blow up. Look at me.
Duet this.
Look up Jesus. Wow. Oh shit. Okay. I'm done. Oops. All right. That was fun, guys. Tell me you got that.
Oh gosh, I wish I knew more ways to relate things back to TikTok, but I don't. I tried real hard in my brain. Hello everybody, this is The Bargain Den. It's your weekly source of financial advice in the form of us watching movies and telling you whether or not they're frugal movies or do they have big old lizards in them. My name is Brandon.
My name is Donna.
This week we're bringing you a very special film, and it's very special for a number of reasons. Primarily, it was the first film that Donna and I got to go see in a movie theater here in Thailand, Bangkok.
This is all true.
We wanted to go see a movie, and we wanted to go see a Thai movie, so we saw a brand new 2022 film called Leo.
And we are going to spoil it. But I don't even feel bad about that and the fact that it's so new and we're spoiling it. Because realistically, I don't think any of our audience is going to see it.
It's pretty unlikely. Currently on Letterboxd, it has 110. Not that our audience is just people who use Letterboxd, but I feel like it's a pretty good benchmark for the terms of like how popular something is. It's got 110 watches on Letterboxd.
Are all the reviews? Well, I'm sure some of the reviews are in English because...
Yeah, actually.
Lots of expats, and it's English subtitled.
English and Thai. There's a myriad. We'll get to those. Let's, very briefly, let's run through the plot as we remember it of Leo. Do you want me to kick things off?
Yeah. No, because I remember this movie perfectly.
Oh, okay.
Obviously. And I definitely won't make up some character names. So our main characters are Cao, who is the guy, and his grandpa died. This is all true so far.
You're 100% right.
And when him and his best friend Jane show up for the funeral, he sees his childhood friend Fawn. And Fawn was fond of his grandfather, and she cares a lot about his grandfather and the area, because his grandfather cared about the area. It's like somewhere in northern Thailand where it's like country Thailand, but it's like also desert Thailand, and they're in a drought. And Fawn is an internet YouTube sensation. She's a YouTuber, some might call her. And so she decides that she's going to feed two birds with one scone and offer up a prize for well drillers to find water for the town and promote it on her YouTube channel. And make a YouTube thing out of it. Go ahead, Brandon. What's next? What else?
Well, a bunch of people show up for this competition. You got the really well-off individuals, as well as Cao and his ragtag team. Now, it should be noted, it's not really pertinent much to the plot of the film. Cao was a pop sensation, like a singer, prior to this happening. But a little tussle with the law, because his talent agency basically wanted him to be fired.
Like he was going to quit his agency. So his agency framed him for drug use and dumped it. It was a thing for like 10 minutes.
Bunch of people show up for the competition to find water in this dry drought area. And so everybody begins digging. There's like a big money prize for the first one to strike water.
Big money prize.
And so everybody gets to digging. Now, the thing about it is all this digging and seismic activity here in the area begins to upset, you guessed it, a giant lizard.
Yes, queen.
Giant lizard. Now, you might be thinking, oh, would it make sense that this would be a giant monitor lizard? That would sure make sense. Yeah. But no, this is just a different lizard.
It's just a big old fucking lizard.
Big old lizard.
Like a big old fucking lizard. Imagine like your typical lizard you see around.
Big old fucking normie lizard.
But this is like a big lizard. This is like big old fucking lizard. Bigger. This is like a house. Sized lizard.
Big old fucking lizard.
It's like a regular lizard, but it's big old fucking lizard.
They fight the lizard. Some people, nobody dies. No, I don't think anybody dies.
No, lots of people die.
But do they?
Not the main characters.
But do they? Think about I don't think anybody died.
I think someone was decapitated.
Oh, yeah, that might be right. Anyway.
I think he died.
Maybe so.
Him and his whole crew, I'm pretty sure, died. And another crew.
Eventually, they find that the lizard is weak to water. And
it don't like water.
It don't like water.
And here's the thing. That's why there's a drought.
That's right. The lizard has pissed and shit up a wall to block off the water.
Because it doesn't like the water, and it's trying to have babies. Oh, shit. Is that its nest? Yes, it is.
Flood the nest. Save the day. Find the save the cheerleader. Save the day. Heroes. ABC.
Make out in the rain. Wow.
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 What did you think of this movie, Donna? That was the end of it. That was it. They found the water.
It definitely doesn't end with a cliffhanger that the evil, rich, oil baron, except water, grabbed an egg.
You know, it's interesting that it's because my understanding is that Thailand has its own oil, so it typically sources oil itself. So there aren't really evil oil executives. Like, there's evil water executives. I wonder if that's a thing. Anyway,
There are evil oil execs.
There probably are. Anyway, what'd you think of this movie?
It was fun. You know, I liked it. It was great. It was really corny also, but I had a good time. I cried at one point in spite of myself. It was like so cheesy and corny. I thought I was eating a fucking Kraft cheese covered corn on the cob and
What the fuck? Wait, no, I'm planning a strong foot in the sand there. I'm sorry.
Are you not listening to me?
I'm listening to you. You said a Kraft cheese covered corn on the cob. It's because it was corny and cheesy.
Yeah, obviously.
But you just described nightmare food. We can't move past it.
I know I did.
But what, you know what's weird?
I'm trying so hard not to laugh and shake the chair and make it squeak.
It is nightmare food, but it doesn't sound awful. It doesn't sound awful.
Well, but that's exactly, that was my experience because that made me cry. And I was like, this shouldn't be good. It should not bring me to tears, here I am.
Just like cheese-covered corn. Just like
Kraft cheese-covered corn on the cob.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I don't often get to be there for the immaculate birth of a perfect metaphor, but simile.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yep. I couldn't say it any better myself. Let's see what people on Letterboxd say.
Box, 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 boxed in.
Professor Aries, Aries.
How's it spelled?
A-Y-R-E-S.
Yeah, who fucking knows?
Says, did not give it any rating, but just said, why am I getting ads for this on Instagram? So there's that. Okay. Let's see.
I will say the promotion for this was.
It's all over. It's still over.
We got to bring that back for second segment for Thrifty.
Two stars by YIT. So YIT. that's their name. Don't laugh. Said, would have celebrated if they just decided to kill off all the annoying characters in this film. That's a little mean. I enjoyed, even the annoying ones were fun.
Yeah, there was a lot of humor in it. It was very funny.
And then I'll give Angelic here the spotlight, gave the film 2 stars and said, it's a bad movie, but not bad.
Yeah.
We think the movie is rather dull.
We think.
And then I don't understand the last sentence, so I'm not going to read. I don't think people like this movie very much, is what I'm trying to get at.
What's its overall?
2.4.
Yeah, okay.
Out of 5 on Letterboxd. Mm-hmm. Sitting at a 4.3 out of 10 on IMDb.
So like half, less than half. It's like it's a failure.
Well, maybe we can get you one of those ding-dang monitor lizards and sort things out in the clearance aisle. I don't know if it's legal to own monitor lizards. Was this a frugal movie, Donna? No. The cat has... The cat has found a weapon. I know that sound. Our cat has surely found a weapon.
Our cat is now wielding a bottle top.
That's also known as a bottle cap.
Yeah, one of those. And she's gonna
some sort of topping device for a glass bottle.
Yeah, one of those type of inventions. And she's...
It could be that, or it could be one of those plastic pinchers we put on chips.
I'm pretty sure that's a bottle topper.
I'm pretty sure that's a bottle topper. I know me.
I'm pretty sure she's going to shank us in the night with it.
He's so scared if she ran in. Like, we can't see her, so...
Yeah, all I can hear is, like, the clink of her weapon.
Oh, God. Okay, well, if that gets progressively closer, we may have to yell out. Anyway, was this a frugal movie?
All right, so first off, the ads for it were everywhere. Here in Thailand.
Yeah.
And also on the internet, because the internet knows that I keep searching for things in Thailand.
Yes.
So I would say that's somewhat frugal, because that made me go see it.
That is true, yeah. And
It seems to have worked, and I don't know what that's costing or what the payout was, but it's the ads were effectively placed. Like, no one's fucking watching cable, okay? No young kids who are going to enjoy this movie. All right. So smart to put it on, for example, Instagram, like that review said, or all over the BTS station where all the kids are commuting to work. Oh, my God. She's going to kill us tonight.
Oh, no. Oh, she's gotten closer. For those that don't know, BTS is the bullet train system here in Thailand, Texas, east and west. I'm going to say frugal because this movie puts its best foot forward in the fact that it's about a giant lizard. And by golly gee, it lets you know that it is all about a giant lizard, and there's giant lizards everywhere, on the posters, on the trailers. You see it in the movie quick and fast. So I'm going to say it's frugal. It puts its best foot forward. Now, I saw somewhere, and I want to say it was a review on Letterboxd, and I can't find it, but, but basically, this movie was a way for... oh, God, she's here.
She's hidden her weapon. She's acting innocent.
She's going to bring it back. I've been watching a lot of police interrogation videos of serial killers, and, like, I'm pretty freaked out. I know that face. I know that face.
She's... I swan to John. She's going to go grab her weapon and start scooting it. Oh, God.
Oh, man, she rushed us. Anyway, this was Thailand's way of... Not Thailand's way. A good indicator of this is like proof of concept in a way. Like, this is like, hey, I can make realistic looking CGI. Like, that's kind of like, that was probably this production company's maybe attempt with this.
Okay, so like, yeah, we'll make this movie because it'll put us on the map for this skill,
right? And that may be kind of demeaning, because a lot of people put a lot of hard work into this, I know, but I think that makes sense, because it's, I mean, again, very lizard foot forward. And I think it looks good, you know? So I'm going to say frugal, you know? That they know what they're doing.
Yeah, and they got what I can only imagine are a bunch of, like, lesser-known actors. I think the main actor is better known. And I just think this was really smart casting, is all I'm saying. Because the acting was not always the best, but it was never, like... movie ruining horrible to me. Like, sometimes it was a little cringeworthy, but like in a funny way, and the movie kind of was aware of itself. It felt like it invited you to laugh at the movie, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like they saved a lot of money getting mostly lesser known actors and then a better known main actor for the main guy, Cal. He seems like he's been in a couple things, and I just think that's frugal. Like, especially if your focus is not necessarily going to be like, this is going to be an A hit and like the best. Like, we don't need to hire Brad Pitt for this movie. It's not Bullet Train. This is Leo, and we're going to hire some Thai people and give them work for a reasonable, I hope, amount of money. And we're all going to make names for ourselves here. You know, like, it seems like everything was somewhat even ground. This all made perfect sense, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Anyway, I'd say that's frugal.
I would like to play a bit of a song, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
The lead actor is part of a music duo called Mike and Golf, or Golf and Mike. Golf and Mike, pardon me. That is what
they think? Do you think that whole introduction of him being a pop star who got ditched by his company was like, and by the way, we hired this pop guy. Sorry, go ahead.
Doesn't say, but okay. Also been in a lot of Thai dramas. ตั้งใจอาจจะเป็นแค่เรื่องเล็กและในวันพรุ่งนี้เธอและเขาก็คงเข้าใจกันทุกครั้งต้องพูดคำเดิมคำเดิม I wish you could have seen the boy band energy I was just looking at.
I feel like people fucked to that song.
Dude, when it got to that first, like, no, he did the chest thing. Oh, they do. No, it was back and forth, like oh. This is awesome audio. No, it was more like this. You're not doing it right. You're not.
It was like. Hey, audience, if you're at home, I know you're feeling. I mean, wherever you are, you're not with us right now. I hope. So listen, wait. You're probably feeling very left out right now because you can't see what we're doing. So just imagine doing something with your chest to the beat and just do it three times like that. And
you're probably right.
You're probably right, or else you could be doing what either one of us is doing. It's great. Look at yourself in the mirror.
I think I'm about to pull my shoulder a little bit doing that.
Doing.
No, I did. Doing like. Oh, goodness.
Boy bands have the best choreography.
Currently, the main actor has got a film in that's filming right now called The Snake Queen.
Guess I know what we're watching next. The theaters.
Explores the love story of a girl who happens to be in the bloodline of the Snake King.
Please tell me there's giant snakes involved in this.
No word yet.
Ugh. Ugh, is there an estimated date for that or what?
No, it's just in filming.
Ugh, but I need more of this in my life. Okay, fine. Go ahead. What else?
I mean, I you know, it's not frugal. They could have just been out there trying to find water from the goodness of their heart and not because they wanted money. They should have been doing it from their heart.
I mean, yeah, but I'd say the whole contest was frugal because you're guaranteeing you're going to find water for this town.
No, I know, but they could have just been doing it from their heart.
Yeah, but that people aren't like that.
But I want them to be.
I know, but it's not how it works.
But I want them to be.
And if you are going to wait around for that to happen out of the kindness of people's hearts, it won't happen. And that's not frugal.
No, from the kindness of their hearts.
Yeah.
Their hearts.
Their hearts.
I want them to find the water from the goodness of their heart.
What is this voice?
What about you? What are you talking about?
It's getting a little Irish.
It's supposed to be. It's from the goodness of their heart that this is.
Heart.
Their heart.
Their heart?
We can't just keep saying heart.
You're the one that keeps saying it.
I haven't said it more than
I'd
once.
I'd like to move forward, Brandon.
You've said it more than once. I'm saying it's not frugal because they should have been doing it from goodness.
Well, I won't say it again, but. I don't know if you're listening to me. I think you're just trying to say the kindness of their hearts as many times as possible.
You're the one repeating it.
Brandon.
Yeah.
They won't do it out of the kindness of their heart. And so the contest is frugal.
Right, but you're on thin ice. You're on fucking thin ice.
I'm just telling you what's in my heart.
See, you're the one saying it. I'm not saying it. You're the one saying it more than me. I've only said it once.
You said it more than once.
You're on fucking thin ice. Okay. I don't know. I don't have any thrifty trivia. There's no trivia on this.
Thrifty trivia, no. Okay. Well, that's fine because we have all the thrifty trivia we need. We already talked about the pop star. Here's something thrifty. Here's a frugal point. What?
It cracks me up when you're like, we got everything we need.
You know, when you have so much stuff at your fingertips, sometimes it's hard to choose where to start, you know?
Sure,
go ahead. We have everything we need.
No, the floor is yours.
So listen, after the grandfather dies, he leaves the truck to his grandson in his will.
Oh, God, she's brought it in here. No, she has it. No, she has it in her mouth.
No. Really?
She just dropped it. I saw her walk by with a pink thing in her mouth.
Meow, meow. No, don't. Don't hurt me. No. This is me remembering we have neighbors and I shouldn't pretend to be getting hurt. Yeah, anyway. Okay. He gets a truck from his grandfather in the will and they like fix it up and soup it out. This cat.
So that's frugal.
Yeah, it's frugal. They're taking now I have the weapon.
And what is that called?
A clippy.
Yeah, souping up the truck was frugal. That was a smart idea.
Yeah.
I think this movie's frugal overall.
Yeah, and they won the contest.
Yeah.
Cool. That's pretty frugal. And they saved everyone. They left nobody behind. They saved her buddy that didn't die immediately because a bunch of people were getting like spider webs sacked into the nest, you know, taken hostage to be food for the babies. So they saved all those people and saved the town and got the prize money and got a tripped out truck. And I think that's all pretty frugal. I think we're looking at a movie that has strong frugal values, you know?
I would agree. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
So fuck all y'all with your 2-star ratings.
Whoa.
Because this movie's frugal as fuck.
I want to thank our bargainer. That's going to be Jack3245. Thank you, Jack.
Aw, thanks, Jack.
Last person to leave us a review on iTunes podcast. You could be our new bargainer. Just give us a little review there or send us an email to thebargainedincast@gmail.com letting us know. And that way we can thank you, because if it's somewhere other than iTunes, we may not see it. So let us know about it. Donna, you want to thank
someone? Or just rate us and review us on iTunes.
Yeah. Wait, did you get an email here? Looks like from a Gary Lee.
Yeah, of course, Gary Lee.
Yeah, so go ahead. Do you want to be rich and famous?
Obviously.
Join the great Illuminati order of witches. Power/fame now and achieve all your dreams.
Brandon, I don't think you can share these secrets on the podcast.
Get back to this email. The great Illuminati one. Well, you know, I won't. That's fine. I don't want to say the rest of it. Yeah. I don't want to give them the platform. But anyway, because we don't need the Illuminati. Anyway, do you want to thank some people?
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to our silly show. And thank you, Brandon, for co-hosting this podcast with me and editing it and writing the hilarious blurbs and descriptions. You're great. I'd also like to thank Sarah Anastasia for the artwork that we use as our thumbnail. And I'd like to thank the Lounge Kittens for the use of their cover of Dirty Deeds. You hear that on our intro and outro, and when we do an ad, it's on our mid-tro. Wow! And that's it. No, anchor.fm. Thanks for hosting the podcast.
All right. So Donna, I've got a deal for you. Okay.
Pitch it, baby.
Sitting here in front of me, I've got a wonderful bargain. It's sitting at number 29 in the gifts card selection. It's a $200 Visa gift card. And it could be yours for only $200.
Okay.
$206.95.
Why the fuck would I spend $6 more?
Because it's a gift card.
I'd rather just send someone $200.
But what if you don't have cash or Venmo?
Check. Old Eight. School.
If you got a lady and you want her gone, but you ain't got the guts, she keeps nagging at you, no.